two Republican candidates running for the open seat in New York's 22nd congressional district are feuding over past campaign donations. New Hartford Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney is criticizing her main rival, Cazenovia businessman Steve Wells, for donations he and his company have made in the past to Democrats. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
Wells has personally given money to some Democrats, such as former Congressman Dan Maffei, but it's a $10,000 contribution that his Syracuse-based company, American Food and Vending, made to Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign that is at the heart of the controversy. Wells says he did not sign off on that donation, yet even so, he says his company cannot be knocked for being bipartisan.
It's only a microcosm of what people are talking about with Donald Trump, and it doesn't seem to bother the people with Donald Trump. I mean, he's donated, I guess, to Hillary Clinton and everybody else.
Tenney has implied that Wells is lying about not approving that donation, but she says even worse is the impression that his company is part of a pay-to-play scheme because it has contracts with state government entities, like at SUNY Polytechnic.
Steve Wells is trying to claim, I didn't have anything to do with that. Now it's okay, but it's also okay to be bipartisan. Which one is it? Is it okay to be bipartisan? Did you do it? Are you going to try to stop it in Albany or in Washington?
A third Republican, George Phillips of Binghamton, is also campaigning to replace retiring Representative Richard Hanna. In Cortland, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.